Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed soon coming Savior and King, we welcome you to the broadcast. We very earnestly pray that the Spirit of God may be dealing with your heart and with your soul and with your mind, relative to the great truth, the coming again of the Savior, not coming to be the Savior, but coming to be the King, and coming again to the earth to be the judge. We humbly but earnestly pray that you are ready for the Savior to come. Forget not his words, be ye also ready, for in an hour that ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. We continue in our meditation of Matthew chapter 24. We are considering the words of the Son of God, our Savior himself, who better than any other person could tell us that which relates to his coming back to the earth. And we have been noting from Matthew 24 some of the revealing truths relative to the conditions which will prevail, and some of those conditions are soon to prevail in their full fury, as we have noted them in this chapter already. Oh, may I warn my listener that Jesus is coming again, and what we are now studying in Matthew 24 is very soon to be accomplished, literally and completely. We would like to read the words from verse 9 and go down through verse 14, if we may. The Lord Jesus saying, "They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall the end come." Now let's consider carefully and prayerfully the words of the Lord Jesus again. Let us go back, reviewing the fact. The Lord Jesus at the commencement declares, verse 6, 7, and 8, 5, 6, 7, and 8, would be but the beginning of sorrows. Then he continues to increase the intensity of those sorrows in verses 9, 10, and 11, and 12. We've already noted, he stresses there will be great persecution. There will be many that will be put to death. There will be a universal hatred of his own earthly people and any others who may profess to know and love God for his name's sake. And then we come to verse 10 we'd like to look at carefully. There will be great offense. There will be offending brethren. Then, and please will you note the repetition of one particular word, many. Do not omit it. Do not modify it. Amplify it. Then shall many be offended. There will be many that will not want to put up with what's going on and will hate those people of God that will be in that day living. Many shall be offended and shall betray one another. There will not be only offending brethren. There will be betraying brethren, and there will be hating brethren. Please let me repeat those facts. There will be offending brethren. There will be betraying brethren. There will be hating brethren. Oh, beloved, what a condition. Does that tell you? Does that tell me? Conditions are going to get better? Not at all. My beloved, please let me say, I don't want you to think I'm a pessimist. In fact, I've got the greatest hope the world could ever have. And it's the hope that the Lord Jesus is coming again and will take me out of this scene to be with himself in heaven above before the period of trouble that we are looking at will come upon the whole world. But oh, may I point out, in that day, after the rapture of the church, there'll be many offending brethren. There'll be many betraying brethren. There'll be many hating brethren. How do you like the description? Let me go to the next verse. many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Please, may I say frankly, religious deception, religious delusion, and it's amazing. It is indeed a consternation to the human mind that knows better how people can be so deceived by religious deception today. My beloved, the Lord Jesus said, not only did the Lord Jesus say, but John the Apostle said it in his first epistle, there'll be many false Christs. And did not Peter write, there would be many false teachers in the closing days? And here's the Lord Jesus saying, many false prophets. Let me say frankly, I do not believe I am mistaken, but I would say proportionately, we have more false teachers, we have more false prophets today than those who can be numbered as being true in teaching the Word of God. And unfortunately, they succeed. Please note the verse says, they'll be successful. They'll have many followers. For they will deceive many. My beloved, I hope you're not one of the deceived amongst the many who are being deceived. Oh, may I beg of you to listen carefully to the preaching of the gospel. The clear, unmistakable way of salvation. For we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Please let me say it carefully, lovingly, sadly, for it's a sorrowful confession. There are many religious deceivers in the world today that the Lord Jesus knows are deceiving many. And may I add, they're going to increase according to the Word of God. And then in verse 12, the blessed Lord Jesus goes on to say, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Many false prophets, many deceiving brethren, and yet increasing lawlessness. Because iniquity shall abound. Are you concerned and troubled about the lawless conditions of today? I know I am. I realize it. I feel it. I shudder to think of it. But here's the scripture. "'Twill abound. Will become worse. And with it will come the decreasing love for one another. The love of many shall wax cold. Please let me repeat again. I want to go back over these scriptures in verses 10, 11, and 12 and emphasize the word many. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity and lawlessness will increase and abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Did not the beloved Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy, chapter 3, describing the end conditions of the age of Christendom, did he not declare that it would be a condition there would be they would be without natural affection? That natural affection for one another, whether it be for parents for children, husbands for wives, wives for husbands, children for parents, sister for brother, brother for sister. My beloved, when you see the breaking down of natural affection, will you not realize it was foretold by the Lord Jesus? That because iniquity will abound, that natural love, whether it be parental love, marital love, child love, children that should love their parents, broken down. Oh, beloved, the Lord Jesus stated it would come to pass. But I want you to note something. Verse 13, please. Note these words, and may I speak very faithfully regarding them. But he that shall endure unto the end, the one who will be able to go through all these conditions will actually come out saved. Now let's be very careful. It certainly requires that the one who will come through these conditions will know God's salvation in his and her heart and be saved. But I want you to note something. This is not the way of salvation as we preach it under grace today. I cannot preach a message telling you that if you'll endure all your troubles and go through them right, God will save you. That's not in the scripture. Salvation is by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me quote the words of Paul and Silas. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And again, Paul's words, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's God's way of salvation. We must preach. And there's no question of doubt in any period, salvation is by grace. But what I believe the beloved Savior is implying, there will be those, and how few perhaps they may be, who shall go through those awful periods ahead, enduring. And how can they endure? There's only one way to endure, my friend. That's with Christ and with God, their Savior. And there's two ways that they can end. If they endure to the end, there's two ways for their end. One way, the end can come by death, giving their lives for the testimony of the Word of God. And the other way, going all through the period. Please let me say frankly, I believe it implies frankly that as far as the endurance to the end, some will endure to the end by giving their lives for the sake of the Lord. Others will go through the period and faithfully acknowledge the Lord. Oh, beloved, why not be saved and wait for that? Father, bless the word to the conscience of the heart of all in Jesus' name. Amen.